Road. Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Unveiled. I am a little bit under the weather, as you can tell by my voice.
Our nasal queen.
But this episode is brought to you by Go Loud Original Podcast, and we are delighted to be in your ears, nasally or not.
Well, I don't want anyone to freak out, but we are in the presence of a half marathon participant.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not me, girls.
I think that's what broke me, to be honest. I haven't been the same since. My foot is sore. And I'm very under the weather. I haven't really slept at all this week. I have a bit of a chest, have a bit of a cough. If anyone remembers before my hen. Now, I don't think I'm as sick as I was at my hen, but definitely similar symptoms like cough, chest. I think it's going around though, because you had a bit of that last week, didn't you?
Punched around last week. And I had the joy of David being sick as well.
So the two of you were just cuddle busters.
Yeah. I actually had a great time, to be honest.
Oh, that's cool.
You know when you're sick but you're not like super dying sick. So yeah. Like we were just like watching movies and just like vegging around.
Oh, love.
Yeah, it was gorge.
You weren't comatose in the bed.
I was having like biblical sleeps.
Yeah.
Sorry, not to trigger you because I know you haven't slept in like four days. Sorry.
That's okay.
that's like meeting like a new parent, isn't it? And you've been like, oh, I only got 8 hours last night.
Oh, I know. Like I have like the melatonin going and it's just nothingness. But I actually bought a night nurse to have this evening.
Well,
so I'm going to knock 2 shots of that back or whatever the daily dose is, maybe a little bit more, and just hopefully go asleep.
Well, I think we were saying this, you know, when you haven't slept and you're like, I need to sleep tonight now, like everything's banking on it. And then so you're like activated going to sleep.
Oh, my
God. Like transfixed.
I know. It's like the worst thing ever. That's what I've been doing all week. It's like I'm really psyching myself before I fall asleep. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to sleep now. Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not.
It's like but your then, mind is racing.
It's like my mind racing and then it's like the cough and then the not feeling well, like really just tetchy and agitated. Well, I've brought myself down to the guest bedroom and how awful. I think I need to be beside Jamie on the dog at all.
Did you not bring Lulu into the...
I just didn't even think. She's so used to being upstairs, so I don't know. I just did my own thing. But the half marathon was amazing. Like, I'd do it again.
Like...
apart from being dead, but...
yeah, but, well, like, you weren't that dead because you're the only lunatic that would host a brunch after the half marathon. You were hobbling around like your little trotters were out, like, topping up our bubbles. I was wrecked after clapping. It was exhausting.
Oh, it was so sweet. Nessa was like, met us at the halfway point and I just saw her and like darted for her. She didn't even know he was coming.
You know, I felt someone kiss in my ear and I was like, oh, thank God, it's Niamh. But it's very emotional.
Yeah, it's cute, isn't it?
Me and David got there at like, I don't know, maybe 9:30. Huh. Yeah, because we were like...
were you waiting a while for me and...
Wait a little while, yeah. God, love you. No, it's fine. You were keeping your pace.
Yeah.
So our first friend Tara was coming first. So you can track them on the app.
Yeah, yeah.
The app is a little bit lagged. So like you're tracking. And then David was like, yeah, so there's Tara. And like you were like upon us before you even realised.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when we got to like the place, we were there like 2 minutes and David was like, Ness, are you crying? And I was like, she's really emotional. I was like, I don't know why it's so emotional. And then like when you actually see your friends, like you're buzzing for them.
Oh, it's actually so, it was so nice coming around to those parts where there was like, what are they, spectators?
Yeah.
And it gave you such a buzz. But like the first couple of kilometers, I say people were a little, like I thought like the first 1 or 2 kilometers was going to be inclined.
Mm.
But a lot of them, like a lot of the race was a good incline. Like I say, people were kind of shocked over that.
Yeah, apparently the last part was like a steep enough hill, wasn't it?
Yeah, like around by my house. And I knew that hill was coming because there's actually 2 hills. Mm-hmm. It was actually really cruel.
I saw a TikTok, somebody was like walking the hill parts of the half marathon because I'm an adult with free will. Absolutely.
Yeah, oh God, Frank actually sent me that. Yeah, that was so funny. Me and Frank knew it was coming. I was like, come on, we'll keep going. I suppose for people who didn't know it was ahead, we'd be like, what the fuck is this? There was loads of people walking up it, and I was like, no, we'll take it slow, we'll take it slow. But there was another fake finish that, like, and loads of people thought it was a fake finish as well. They thought it was the finish line, and it wasn't. It was just like the archway through.
That's cruel.
And like, it was like a blue carpet, so we just assumed it was the finish line. Me and Frank held holding hands, speeding up. No, but luckily Francis, Sinead, Helena were on either side at that point. They were like, come on, you can keep going. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
So that helped. But it was a lovely route, and it was really nice for Dublin to do something like that. It was a really good buzz.
Yeah, and like it was such a gorgeous morning, like the sun was out, and like, so I would have thought when you get out onto like the seafront, you know, where like Clontarf is, that you'd literally be on cruise control nearly because it's so beautiful. But I saw loads of people saying that they were like, that was brutal because you're wrecked, you're so hot. Mad.
Yeah.
And I did see a lot of people were sick.
Yeah, it was because it was so hot. And then also, you can't, anytime you're on that road when you're coming, like, let's just say from Howth to Clontarf to, you know, into Dublin City, that wind does be horrific.
Were you running
the wind? We were running against the wind, but the wind wasn't that bad. Like, that used to always be my running route in COVID, so I was just so used to that route that I just knew you just needed to just tick away.
Yeah.
But for anyone who wasn't used to that route, it was like a really long road.
Yeah.
Like, I, in my head, mentally, I had like pointers of things you knew, that I'd tick off.
Of
like
course.
It was like either like Bay, the restaurant, then it'd be like Circle K Garage, and then it'd be like the yacht, and you know, all those different parts. Yeah. But for other people who weren't used to that, it was just like
when
a straight road.
End.
No, 100%. I say it was awful for them because there was a lot of like turns in the half marathon. But I feel like I'm going to do another one this summer. But I'll do it with Frank though.
Frank was like, I'm one and done. He's like, not pour moi, never again.
Yeah. He's changed his mind since.
Yeah. Runner's regret.
Runner's regret. No, he'll do it again. I'll make him.
Like, we know my stance on running. I'm not going to shit on it again.
Of course,
okay? But I was like, oh my God, like, it looks like the most amazing thing to take part in. Like, it looks grueling, but I'd say the reward you feel after. Although, I don't know, because me and David went ziplining in Mexico before. Oh, okay. Like, you know, it was like in these jungle things, and they were like, if you do one, you have to do them all, because it's like a 40 minute route and you're in these fucking pillars. I did one, had a breakdown, and I knew I couldn't go back, so I had to do the whole thing. And at the end, Dave was like, aren't you glad you did it? I was like, no. I hated every second of it.
Yeah.
So
there was something I did before, and I was like, something else. I can't remember what it was, but I remember being like, no, I hate every
second of it. Yeah. So I think that I know what I like.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's for me.
Oh my God, Jamie made me drive home on the M50.
You drove the M50?
Yeah, with Jamie in the car.
Oh my.
And he made me drive it on my own one time. Sorry, I'm like, literally, what's criminal?
Well, for legal purposes, this is a joke, but go on.
Legal purposes,
that was
this
true.
Is a joke. But I remember there was something about getting my vaccine, or so it was pretty important. And he was like, you're just going to have to drive. And I did. I said it was the worst thing I ever did.
Oh my God. I mean,
I drove over the M50 to Talat and back.
Well, like, I told you that I only tackled that beast there about a month ago.
It's
and
horrific.
I nearly dry retched when I was merging. Yeah. My mouth went all
I
dry.
Thought of it.
I know. Like, we're going to Emerald Park on Sunday, and I was like, Francis, I'm not driving.
Oh yeah, he was driving Philly.
He is.
Francis and Philly?
Well, Francis better drive, otherwise we're not going. Let's get the bus.
We'll get the bus. You need to worry. We'll figure it out.
So how did you get on driving?
On the M50?
Yeah. In Jamie's new car?
Oh no, this was like in COVID times, babe. This wasn't recently.
What? How did this car end up in the combo?
Because I was saying the worst thing I ever did that I was
okay.
Jamie goes, you're going to have to do this. And I didn't want it. And I was just like, no, I don't have to do this.
Okay.
And I was made do it. And I remember, and he was just like, aren't you so proud you did that? Look what you can do. You can drive perfectly. Also not in a automatic car, I was manual.
Jesus.
And I was like, no, I still hate every second of fucking that.
No.
And I won't be doing it. I haven't been on it since.
No.
Obviously.
Wouldn't recommend.
But how have you been?
I'm really good. I'm loving the sunshine.
Yeah, and talk about sunshine to me, because you had sunshine in France and I want to hear all about it.
Yes. Yeah, I went in my final rendezvous.
Oh, Love it.
So the next time we were back there, it'll be going up the aisle. So Dave,
really?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we were like, we don't really need to go back.
No.
Do you know?
No, not at all.
So yeah, did our final taste and picked our menu.
Yeah.
Picked everything, picked our wine.
So excited.
So excited. It's going to be worth it now, I feel. Like, before we were like, this is so stressful. It's so expensive. Are we cracked? But now it's like you can see the vision coming together, do you know?
And look, it'd be the best money that you spend.
Yeah, and I've only ever been there when in like when it was like rotten and grey. And you know what I mean? When we went there it was like full sunshine.
Oh, and everything's better in the sun.
Yeah.
And it's still beautiful as well. Even
yeah, I tell you what though, it's a full-time job. Like
wedding stuff.
The site visit and everything. Did you find that when you went to Borgo?
Yeah, it was like kind of like overwhelming. Like there's a lot of information.
It was like decision
things.
Fatigue. You're talking nonstop. We were with our planner the whole time. Like me and David would come back.
How did you get on with your planner?
Yeah, really good.
Good.
Really good. She's really good. So
does her job well.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, she's an organized queen, which we like.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we were both. Like we'd go back to the room, we were both nearly like non-verbal. We were non-verbal when we were back to the room. We had nothing to give. It was like we both went like iPad kid mode. We both just wanted to go on our phone, decompress.
Yeah.
Had a French McDonald's.
Oh.
Yeah. Wouldn't. Not great now. I love
to get food there when you're in the...
Oh, well, the day we did our tasting, yeah. But the yeah. other day we didn't. We were so wrecked then when we came back to Bordeaux. But like I love a continental McDonald's. But this one just didn't.
Well, what do you mean by continental McDonald's?
Like an international McDonald's. I love to get
something there.
Yeah, like I love
oh,
to.
Oh, like when you're in somewhere, when you're somewhere, you like to get a McDonald's.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like, as in like you like a croissant from there or something.
Well, maybe continental was the wrong word, but you know, I like to experience like, McDonald's around the globe.
Like sometimes in France, like every city would do its own like little thing. Like in Spain, they do like patata bravas and stuff in McDonald's.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, so what did you get?
So a McPoulet, which is like a McChicken, but it was weirder.
Okay.
Then they had potatoes. We got like a potato thing instead of the chips. Violence.
No, I don't know why you do.
Horrendous.
Standardized. Standardized.
We obviously work with them as well. Oh, we're not maniacs. You know
is it
mean?
Standardized?
No, but standardized.
Standardized. Yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant.
It's okay. That was violence. So, yeah, 5 out of 10 for that. Oh my God. And our hotel stank of sewage.
Oh no.
Am I saying sewage? I feel like I say that word weird.
I don't know.
Sewage. You know what I mean? It's not like poo, guys.
Well.
And our room, we had to move room because I was like, does this room stink? And Dave was like, it fucking stinks. So I was like, oh, like I'm not smelling a staying room. So I was like, poo.
Yeah.
So like, obviously we went down. And they were like, oh, yeah, no.
I'm not smelling in a room that
no,
smells
come
like
on.
Food.
Like, I know I have a rep for being like, sorry, but like, it stank like bum. I'm sorry. And like, I went down to reception and they were like, oh, yeah, no, we're having a problem. I was like, oh, okay, right. So you know. So they moved us to another room. It stank even more than the other. Then they moved us to another and I was like, oh, this room still smells, but like, I'm not moving again. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's awful.
I know.
Remember there was a really bad smell in my house.
Yeah.
For ages.
Yeah.
So Jamie's dad and his brother came over and whoever did our house before did an absolute cowboy job on like the sewage pipe that there was all this like stale poo pretty much just caught somewhere. Sorry, disgusting. So we finally got it sorted and we haven't had a smell since.
That's so bad. What unearthed it? Because you didn't have that smell. And then I came in and you did.
I feel like people on the road were having renovations and something happened.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So anyway. But I also saw, you're a busy girl.
I know.
When you're not in France, you're in Lidl buying Thermomixes.
Oh my God.
Tell me about it.
Okay. I don't know if people know what the Thermomix is.
Break it down for me.
Okay. So I saw Jess Redden before put it up and it's basically like
it I feel like Jess Redden should be an ambassador for it. She's the person I saw
it
to.
Yeah. It reminds me of like a gadget or something you'd get in The Sims, okay? Or like something from like the Stepford Wives. It's like basically like a robot in your kitchen. It looks like a food processor, but like whatever you want, you program the recipe in. Mm. It has like a digital dash and there's all these like 600 recipes built in. So you could be like, I want to bake a cake. And it's like, okay. And then just, it's like, pour this in now, do this now. And then has all these different compartments, contraptions, and it like makes it for you.
Does it cook? It cooks?
Yeah, there's like...
Would you take stuff out of it and have to put it in the oven?
No, there's like all these different layers to it. So depending on what you're making, it can saute, it can bake, it can knead bread, it can slow cook, all these different layers, okay?
So nothing has to go into the oven?
I don't think so. I'm sure if you wanted to crisp something, maybe, yeah, but like...
Oh, really? So it's like a full, like it's basically like a small oven as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So the Thermomix is like €1,500. So I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Nice knowing you. I cannot afford that, yeah. Right? So Lidl have done a little dupe,
yeah,
of it. Now, it's expensive, right? I'm not going to.
It's like 500.
Yeah, it's 500.
I saw it in the little catalogue.
It's €500, but like that's like €1,000 less than.
Yeah.
And it's literally meant to be like. Incredible. And do you know your one Gina Dish? Have you heard of her? Or Gina Daly? Gina's Daily Dish.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She has partnered with them and has like all these recipes.
With Thermomix or?
With the little one.
Really?
It's called, what the fuck's it called? Monsieur something, Hannah.
Yeah, Monsieur. Yeah, yeah. It's from Silvercrest, yeah. The brand Silvercrest.
It's like Monsieur
Coco Crew.
Smart or something like that.
So essentially it's just taking away all the... prep.
Yeah, it's like you turn your brain off and that turns
on. So like when I, can you like throw in a full onion?
Yeah, and it'll chop it and everything.
Will it peel it?
I think you'd have to peel it.
Oh yeah, okay. No, I was just wondering, I actually don't know.
I don't know, but like I'll be back with more updates next week.
Because I was back at someone's house one time after a nightclub.
You were at an afters, Niamh.
Was that an afters?
You tried to...
I actually couldn't find, I didn't know the word was afters in my head. So my brain's not braining today. I was at an afters. Yeah. And it was like early hours of the morning, and I was getting a full demo on this Thermomix, but can't remember a thing. I couldn't remember if it cooked or anything. I just remember...
Oh yeah, no, it cooked.
It was like a vegetarian katsu curry that they were all nuts for with the Thermomix. And
like you can make like a carbonara, and you can do like marry me chicken. You can like make bread from scratch. Matt.
Fascinating.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait for you to use it.
I know. I hope I use it. God love me.
Yeah, but 500 euros. I know. That's what you can do.
I know. I was like, David, we have to go to Lidl because I saw on Lidl today one is being sold every 24 seconds.
What?
Yeah, they put a post up on Lidl today and they were like, I don't know.
Get your term.
And they literally said, run, don't walk. I was like, you can't.
So what's the first thing that you want to make with this?
I don't know. Probably something that I wouldn't normally ever make.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. I really can't wait to hear how you get on.
You can do risotto in it.
Like all those things that you're saying, Jamie loves cooking those things.
Yeah, see, like I've no patience, we know.
No.
So if someone else, if I could delegate something, some object.
Oh, yeah.
To do it for me.
Isn't it just mad how like life is progressing in a way, like even like ChatGPT. I've only figured out ChatGPT.
Yeah.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Like you can ask it anything. It's like, and it's like this fucking robot that cooks your food. Like it's just madness.
You know, you can take a picture of like, you'd be like, okay, this is what's in my fridge. What will I make tonight? What I have? And it, like,
with a Thermomix?
No. Me holding up to my fridge like E.T.
Oh my God.
No, no, no.
With ChatGPT.
ChatGPT and it, like,
whip something up.
It, yeah.
Madness.
I know.
And I actually didn't realize on two of our wedding cards, there was like two beautiful poems. And like one was like a poem, one was like a story poem. It wasn't really rhymey, but it was still.
Yeah.
And both of them were like, P.S. this wasn't from ChatGPT.
I know. I know.
Oh God.
So like, although I got my Thermomix dupe, it was kind of a blessing in disguise because I tried to get Lady Gaga tickets this morning.
I know.
And I flatline failed. And thankfully, because I would not have been able to get the
tour. Oh, yeah. So that was your money.
Yeah. But like, the price of tickets now.
It's honestly insane.
Bananas. Like post-COVID.
Because I remember the most expensive tickets that I had paid for ever, and this was before COVID, were Coachella tickets, but they were only like €250, I think.
What?
Yeah, I don't think they were that expensive.
Yeah.
Like maybe 300, but like that was like a full weekend ticket. Like that was like...
And like for who you were seeing as well.
Dollars. Maybe it was like $350. Yeah. No, they're probably more expensive now. But then I remember paying like €90 for like a Post Malone ticket, and I even thought that was fucking so expensive. Yeah. But now, minimum.
€150.
Easily.
For standing as well.
Yeah.
So...
Why? I just don't understand.
And like, it's so annoying that like so many of the big artists aren't doing Dublin.
I know.
So like Beyonce didn't do it again. But in 2022, apparently the reason she didn't is because she wanted to do Croke Park. But... It was working out more expensive than Wembley.
Yeah, because we've a huge insurance issue and lack of staff in Ireland, they say.
Security as well.
Yeah, but it's a security staffing issue.
Yeah.
They just don't have enough bodies, and then the insurance and all that. Mad.
So annoying. And so...
So annoying.
Same with Lady Gaga then. I don't know if she was going to do Croke Park, but like, she just isn't coming
would
here.
Would she sell out Croke Park? I don't think she would.
Yeah, I think she would.
In Ireland...
I think she would.
No, I don't think
do
she
not
would.
Think so?
No, Three Arena for sure, not Croke Park. I don't see...
I don't like concerts in Croke Park, to be honest. The sound is shit.
I've only ever been to Spice Girls. Oh, and Coldplay. Actually, you're right. It is a bit...
They can't keep track of the acoustics in.
I know. You're so right.
Thank you. I know. It's actually my Everest. I think about it all the time.
You're going to see Oasis there, though. How much were those tickets?
I did so well on them.
Yeah, come on.
I got amazing seats. And I honestly think my ticket was €130.
For Oasis?
Yeah.
Each?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
For like really
good. Really good for Oasis.
Because I have the same seats that I have for Coldplay. I think it's like the Davin Stand or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was €250 a ticket. Worth every penny though. I actually am a firm believer. Like I'm yappa giving out about Lady Gaga. If I had been afforded the choice to buy the ticket, I would have.
Yeah. I know.
I never regret spending on...
Concert tickets.
I think a gig will like light your life up.
Me too. I love an activity in general, but like a gig with music and everything is just like my heaven.
A gig with music.
A gig with music.
Yeah, that helps.
That helps, but...
And like, I have to go to Electro Picnic. I don't have a ticket if anybody...
Who would you really want to see? Chopper Rowan,
yeah.
So you just want to go on the Friday?
Well, like, I'd go Friday and Saturday. I'd love to see Kings of Leon again, but I just wouldn't have 3 days in me.
Oh, it's Kings of Leon Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like Sam Fender.
I saw him at High Castle. He was brilliant, but it's just his music choice. Yeah. I remember.
I don't know that.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think the concert ticket price is like, it's kind of just a reflective of like the cost of living crisis we're in.
It does. And even like, now your hen is going to be amazing, but even, you know, like planning stuff with your hen, even with my hen, we've spoken about before, things are expensive. But even like the other day, I wanted to go get my nails done, and like €70.
What?
€60 for nails.
For what?
Just getting my nails done
in
general.
Yeah, but once you get Biab or...
Yeah, Biab. And then like I was thinking, oh, it was just this one particular day that I was like, right, I'm going to go in and get a blow dry. And then I saw the opportunity to go get my nails done. So I got my nails done. And then I was like, oh, I get my lip waxed. And like, that was like €20.
Mm.
Lip wax, €20. Like, what the fuck? Hair, nails. We're racking up about €120 at this point. And then like, I sat down. I was like, I'll get myself a little lunch. That was another €30. I was then like €150.
I'm broke.
Broke.
To go home.
Yeah, I was like, I need to manage my money better. Now, it was a lovely treat. I got my, you know, I got a bow dry and whatever. And it was a nice little day.
Yeah.
You know, a nice little morning for me.
Mm.
But I just couldn't get over the prices. And I got me and Jamie two smoothies and an overnight oats. €26.
So, like, this is so funny you're saying about smoothies. So this is how I know we're in a bombastic cost of living crisis. Because I got two smoothies from... Jump, is it? You know, like, Is that what it's called? Jump
cheese? Yeah, jump cheese. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't think it was that bad value. That's how I know my perspective on money and value has gone off the wall, because Jump is the most expensive thing of all time since forever.
I know.
Like, I got two smoothies and it was €12 and I was like, oh, that's not that bad. What?
No, that isn't that bad.
But like, it is.
No, sorry.
It's stupid money. And like, historically, I would have been like, you know, you get a tiny one, it's like fucking five. And
oh,
like,
yeah,
what?
I know.
But now right. I'm like, oh, grand. That's
I know.
Fine. But it's just, everything is through the roof. Like, €100 gets you nowhere. Nowhere.
Not, like, that wouldn't even get you a round of drinks in Dublin. Maybe, like, well, depending on how many people you're with. But, like, it wouldn't get you a round of cocktails anyway. Forget it.
Oh, like,
€17 minimum a cocktail now, I think it is. 15. What? Yeah.
Do you know what? I haven't been out in ages.
We were in Caribou only 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but like, that's not out. I met just like 2 drinks.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I haven't been on a night out.
But even then, like, you know, just in Caribou, like getting like a couple of drinks, like you're €100 down by.
Yeah, but cocktails are like.
I know.
Trying to pair back with cockers, you know?
They're so delicious.
Yeah, but they're so expensive.
They're so expensive.
But I'd never deny myself.
None of us have to pay rent, but that's expensive. My friend's rent's gone up again at the moment. I don't know how she's going to buy a house ever.
Yeah, I don't know. And like all this like tariff shite now.
Yeah, what is this about? Can you explain it to me?
Like, I don't really know.
Poor penguins getting a tariff or something, I seen.
What?
Donald Trump said like the islands that just have penguins, or there's going to be some sort of tariff on them.
You're, that's news to me. The producer's in bits here.
Is that not a story?
No.
Oh.
I think what's, sorry, I'm going to jump in here. I think there was a meme that was going around about, there was a tweet.
Oh.
That they were all standing up in protest. It was just penguins.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, they'll be affected.
You story. Never know.
Anyway, yeah. One for whispers.
So like, here. I don't know, he's basically like, everybody's been ripping us off, so we're going to hit them hard. So that's just going to affect potentially everybody here now.
I know.
But like, David was like consuming it all last night, like 12 o'clock was trying to talk to me about it, and I was like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. And like the second I wake up in the morning, he's like, Donald Trump. I was like, no,
oh,
please,
God.
Dip it. It's a dark, it's a mad time. I feel like it's a really mad time in the world. And I've felt since COVID, I've kind of stopped watching the news and stuff. I feel that the really important stuff, it just gets to you anyway.
Oh yeah.
But obviously, I used to work for News Talk, and I found the whole COVID stuff. Once I finished up there, I was like, I just need to take a major break.
Oh, yeah, I'd say, actually.
I need to touch grass. I was like, I can't hear anymore. Because it's just doom and gloom the whole time.
Yeah.
I remember
it's
your man.
Really hard on you.
Oh, no, like, I was fine. But, like, it was just very intense.
Yeah.
I love News Talk, but, like, I think the
COVID. It was just that information constantly coming at you. Like, I wouldn't be.
No,
that job,
yeah, I remember when shit was really, really bad, like level five. We used to stream the daily countings. Remember, like, Tony Hulan would come in and be like, 200 people have it today, with this many people in ICU.
I felt like it was the Hunger Games, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
so you'd log on for a full day of that, and then like you'd log off, and then you'd go on your phone, all your WhatsApp groups are talking about it, and you're just like, oh my God. Hellish. Obviously people had it way worse than me, but it's just ever since then I just was like, I just don't need to consume the news every day, because it's actually bad for your mental health, I think.
Yeah,
because totally. It's just bad news every day.
Yeah, I know. Like, I used to have the Irish Times. I still have the app, but I'm not logged in, and I've hit all the emails, because I used to get an email every morning.
Yeah.
Be like, something awful will be happening.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I like to go and consume the news like on my own terms.
Yeah.
Like, I'll dip in and out, but like, I just don't like it getting to me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like the really important shit will reach you anyway. Do you know?
100%. Yeah.
Do you know?
Oh my God, I got scammed the other day.
What?
It was when I was in my sick bed. Jisk TikTok shop.
What happened?
Is
that a scam? Sorry.
Have you been duped?
I was about to.
No, don't do it. Oh, I spent €140. I thought I was getting a settee. I thought I was getting a chair.
I was so close. 80% off.
80% off. It looked so legit. And then I went onto their page and they were like, this is, you have a fake page going around. I was like, oh, Jamie. I sent
them. Oh, Jamie, something happened.
I was like, what will I do? He was like, you're going to have to ring Bank of Ireland. Now, they haven't taken any money since, but...
Will you get it back?
€145? Yeah. No.
Oh, will you not?
No. Don't think so. It's gone.
Oh, God.
I know. I bought a sofa bed. So it was like a three-seater sofa bed for my room inside, because I'm getting like a built-in kind of wardrobe thingy built. I don't want a full bed. It's just something if anyone stay, I can pull it out. And then I bought a chair and a desk, and I was like, this is back.
Oh, no, come on.
It was so... But Disc have launched their sale.
This I know, but big. It's too good to be true, you know.
It was almost caught as well.
I have seen their things easy. And there are like some other ones. It's like they're, I think it's JD, and it's like they're selling trainers like 80% off.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
And it comes up as an ad.
It's like 80% off. Like there's nothing's ever 80% unless it's like closing down sale.
But I did go onto their website and it's so, did you go on?
So yeah.
No, it's honestly, the scammers have gone up in their, like at the end I had like copyright Disc 2025 and everything.
Very convincing.
No, so convincing. Anyway, I got scammed. Anyone, don't buy Disc unless from the official website.
From the
but they do have an 80% off sale, Nessa. This is the thing when you go on to their actual...
It's 80%?
60.
Well, up to, like, there's a big massive sale. So all over, like, I've seen it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I've seen it in actually the little newspaper. You know the little newspaper things that you clip and that you get? So I was like, I just automatically thought it was...
Motherfuckers. So for our Chronically Offline this week, I want to talk about, I don't know if you heard about that... interview that was on News Talk on Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Yeah, I
the
did.
Queen.
Yeah.
It was this man. I'm not 100% sure whether he was a caller or who he was. So I don't want to say somebody that it's not ended up being them. But anyway, let's just say for instance sake, he was a caller and he was basically talking about women in the gym and like how some women are dressing, that they're saying they're like scantily clad. So he was like, they're basically coming in bikinis. And Andrew was like, well, not actually bikinis. Like, well, no, but like wearing hardly anything. And basically saying that if you've like got a good body and you're showing it off, you're basically a narcissist.
Scanty clothing has boomed in gyms over the last few years. And we have a lot of young girls actually wearing bikinis when they're working out now.
But not actual bikinis, though.
No, workout bikinis. Like, oh, like, that's what's happening. And it can be very intimidating in the gym for people as well. It can be practically narcissism, it is. You know, someone has great six-pack and young girls have some amazing shaped bodies and they're just showing them off, basically. And they should cover it up a little bit, you know.
It honestly made me so angry.
Yeah.
Made me so angry. Like, how fragile is your ego as a man that you cannot even be in the presence of a woman who is confident or comfortable in her own skin?
Yeah.
That it makes her a narcissist and that they should, he was like, they should cover up.
Yeah.
And it's like, what about all the big gym bros that would be going around with like their arms bulging?
Yeah,
like,
or their tops off and whatnot.
Have their nipples out more than girls do. Oh, you know what I mean? Who cares?
Vests. I know. Did you see Natalie Lennon? She was the next person who came on the call.
Mm-mm.
And she basically bit back in every right way that she should have and spoke really well. She's like a fitness and nutrition influencer. She would share a lot online of her fitness journey and things like that. She's actually a great one to follow.
Oh yeah.
And she came on her TikTok and I think her Instagram too and shared a clip of him speaking and then said, this is what I think of this. And then she shared her part and she really clapped back at him and just said some hard truths to me, like, why are we always, you know, why are women always put in this position that it's like our fault?
Yeah. And like objectified as well. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like sexualized in a gym with, you know, it's just madness.
I thought it was an absolute disgrace. And I feel that it's so telling of like the world is really, but the world is really ugly at the, like, lately, like the misogyny and like the hate towards women.
It's mad.
And to be confident enough to come on a national radio station and call a woman a narcissist for being in the gym and in a sports bra.
Did he said the word narcissist?
Yeah, he said that if you know, it's narcissism. he literally said that. We'll try and drop the clip in for anyone who hasn't heard it, but It just was kind of reminding me a little bit of, I don't know if you've watched that show on Netflix yet, Adolescence.
I haven't brought myself to watching it yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's so harrowing. It's so important. Like, I feel like it should be shown in schools. Like, it's just, it's like that undercurrent of like Andrew Tate-esque, and like how this is like subconsciously just kind of, I don't know, within society now, just these kind of like misogynistic undertones and these little comments that are being said, and then they bulldoze into things.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Give me a quick synopsis on Adolescence. Like, what happened? What's it about?
Yeah, so basically, like, it's not a whodunit sort of a thriller crime thing. It's, you know, straight away that it's basically a young boy has been brought in. This isn't a spoiler, it's pretty obvious, but for murdering a young girl.
Mm.
And it just shows the impact that it has across the board, the impact it has on his family, the classmates, what he's going through. They kind of shine a light how a lot of the times in these murder cases, the victim is never remembered. The killer is always remembered.
That's so true.
And it just really shone a light on, I think, just like the reality of what young kids are consuming online, and how parents scary. Can be, it can be going on underneath parents' nose and they wouldn't even realize. And I think they made a point of showing that this child comes from a loving home. It's not, he comes from a broken background, or, you know what I mean? To show that this can happen to a very normal child.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff that they're consuming.
I know.
Online. You've no idea.
Wasn't that in that, you know, Boy A and Boy B and that...
Well, yeah, that was Anna Kriegel.
Anna Kriegel thing. There was something about one of... I don't want to say either it was Boy A or Boy B, but one of the boys had come from a very, what they would have said, normal home, and, like, he was good in school.
Yeah.
And he just happened to be... It just, they couldn't get around, like, his, I think a lot of their family couldn't get over
that,
like,
he had this in his locker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he was a part of this or whatever happened.
Yeah. It actually reminded me so much. I was thinking of the Anna Kriegel case so much.
I think you said something like that.
Because it's like young teenagers, you know? And people were like, if you have kids, like, you need to watch this. This is the reality of the world that we're living in now, and you need to speak to your children.
Yeah. And sorry, spoiler alert, if anyone hasn't watched it, I'm going to ask Nessa a question now. So spoiler for Adolescence. Mm. But does he actually, he kills her. He does kill
her. Yeah, but that's not a spoiler, because that's not what the series isn't about, trying to uncover who killed her.
Oh.
It's very much from the get-go. Yeah, he did kill her, but it's like, why? He did it rather than the... You know, a lot of the times with crime thrillers, you're trying to work out who the killer is and everything.
Yeah.
They give you that. But like, it was just powerful. It felt like a documentary. It didn't feel the way they shot it and everything. I know everybody knows this now at this stage, but like, each episode was shot in one run.
Mm.
So they didn't take any break. So the way the camera... The way the episode moves, you're like with them every step of the way. Like, even some parts, I was like, oh, here, this is going on a bit long. But Dave was like, that's the point of it. When they were like checking him into the jail and doing his fingerprints and everything, I was like, do they really need to show all of this? The filing element?
Yeah.
But it's like, to make it super real.
There was a few little clips that I was watching, and just the way the little boy was speaking to, even, I don't know if it was a social care worker or a woman's psychotherapist.
Yeah, that episode was incredible.
And how he was like, oh, like, asking her these questions, and it was like the behavior of a very, I don't know, it was like, it wasn't him, it was like what he'd see online, how people, I don't know if I'm just
yeah, it's
just
like
his tone and the way he'd be saying something, it was just not normal boy little boy teenage behavior, like those responses, why do you not like me or something, or just I just found it
bizarre. And like, I thought it was a really important message about, like, they were kind of talking about you know, sending nude photos and all that sort of stuff, and like touching and things like that, and it was like, it was done really well to like bring awareness to that as well. And it was like, you need to be educating your kids that this is not okay.
Yeah.
That this is, there's not, no consent there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I honestly think I actually think Simon Harris I think he was saying that it is going to be shown in schools.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Because it honestly was like a documentary.
Yeah.
And I saw online loads of parents were like, this hits so heavy having a son.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And loads of people were like, watched adolescence, went into my kid's room, sat down with him, Fred just had a massive talk with him.
Yeah.
You know?
So important.
Because you just have no idea, like, what's going on. And kids don't even realize that they're being like, something's being planted because it's like subtle undertones, mm-hmm. Do you know?
Of course.
So yeah, I just think it's especially just like with all the Andrew Tate stuff and all that sort of, like it's a scary time to be like raising kids, isn't it?
So scary. And even while the war and all going on, and it's like, you know what I was thinking the other day, it came to my head, I was like, do I really want to bring kids into this world?
I know. Sometimes I think that's like, obviously,
like, in 20 years from now, like, let's just say if I have children in the next couple of years, 20 years from now, what in the world is the world going to look like?
I know.
If it's lit the way that it is now.
It's a big dumpster fire.
I know.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I should just watch an episode of The Simpsons. Hopefully it can tell me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, they probably already predicted
Yeah,
it.
They probably already predicted something.
They haven't been wrong so far.
I know. They haven't.
No. Hope we never lead us astray.
Oh, no.
Okay, that is it from me and Miss Barry White across the table for me.
Yeah.
Poor sick little Shayla.
Oh, thanks for listening, gang.
Yeah, we'll be back as always next week. And if you have any topics or anything that you want us to discuss on your behalf, you know where to find us. But you can find us on Neve's Instagram, our Unveiled Instagram at Unveiled Pod, or trusty old email at unveiled@goloudnow.com. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This is Unveiled with Neve Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.